Hello, and welcome to Safari Conversations, the Singita podcast. Even though we've been around for 30 years, we're relatively new to podcasting. But we are storytellers by nature, and we've got so much to share with you. Alongside our conservation partners, we've been busy exploring and protecting Africa's wilderness. So join us as we unpack inspiring, fun, and sometimes crazy stories where you'll meet our incredible people and learn all about the special places in Africa that we call home. If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, please subscribe so you don't miss out on future episodes.
Welcome to another episode of Safari Conversations, the Singita podcast. I am Kim Anderson, the product manager at Singita, and today we are talking to two of my colleagues about the experiences at our private villas. Donna worked in Tanzania as the villa and wellness manager for many years, managing all four of our villas in the Grameti, Malela, Kilima, Serengeti House, and Explore. And Betty Malal is one of our villa managers currently based in the Serengeti. I wanted to unpack what our villa experiences are all about, and these two would certainly know all the insights and tips. Hello, Donna. Hello, Betty.
Hello, Kim.
Hi, Kim. It's wonderful to join you online. And hi, Betty, all the way from the Serengeti.
Hi, Don. Good to see you again.
So today we'll be unpacking a little bit more about the villa, the private villa experiences at Singita. Don and Betty have both spent many years in the Serengeti. Donna was the wellness and villa manager and now based back in Cape Town. And Betty is still one of our villa managers based in the Serengeti. So you really will be able to share all the insider tips and lots of insights on our villa experiences. Donna, if you'll give us a little bit of background about yourself and how you found yourself working at Singita.
I joined Singita many, many years ago. I feel like it was in my previous life when I trained to become a chef and landed my first job straight after chef school at Singita, Sweni and Lebombo in the Kruger National Park. And that was now 18 years ago. So my journey has sort of developed since then. I moved from chefing into front of house management and also took on a role in wellness and running a part of the wholeness division. I did a yoga teacher training during my time working for Singita, and that's where I am today. So I'm still running the private villas for the Singita group, as well as contributing to our wholeness strategy and rollout across all properties. It was during my time at Singita Serengeti when I met the beautiful Betty and our paths crossed in 2022. Betty, do you want to give us a bit of history on how you joined Singita and what your current position is?
Yes, with pleasure. I joined Singita as a receptionist, having no background at all of hospitality, but with the teamwork and the love and the care of the support I got from my managers, including you, Donna. I'm so grateful for that. I moved to the villas working as an anchor, and then I grew up my ladder with the support again into the villa manager, where I also had an opportunity to have a 200 yoga class training with Donna. And it was beautiful. And now I'm proudly offering yoga classes to guests. And that experience has been amazing since.
Both you and Donna have seen many guests come through our villas. And when we look at some of the trends driving ecotourism today, where guests are really searching for these authentic, immersive experiences, what do you think is perfectly reflected at Singita's Serengeti and at our villas? What do you think our guests enjoy most when staying at our private villas?
Kim, I think it's a lot to do with that privacy and being able to connect with nature, but also connect solely with the group that you're traveling with. So if you're choosing to travel with your friends or your family, you really have this 100% immersive experience where it's just you and the team is looking after you, and you can tailor make your day as and how you wish to, which I think is an incredible opportunity to do a safari that way. Going back to the ecotourism and the trends we see, you know, we really like to be ahead of the game, and we noticed that guests and many of our team members needed time out and a break away from busyness and really needed to find that connection to nature. And with our wholeness offering, we saw how incredible just being in nature is and how healing it is for you. And then also bringing in extra things like sound baths out in the bush, or our yoga offering, like Betty and I have both mentioned. There's so many opportunities to include meditations in the bush, and there's no better yoga studio and there's no better meditation center than literally sitting out on a deck of any of our villas and just listening to the sound of nature and being immersed in the bush itself.
Absolutely, Dons. Betty, you know, I know across many of our villas in South Africa and Zimbabwe, we've also got tennis courts and fitness centers, and a lot of our guests really like to stay healthy and active. Do you see that with many guests coming through our villas and in the Serengeti?
Yes. So for me here, I do see guests, of course, with the luxury, but it's also about the silence, the safe space that they also feel when they get here. And also the surprise that comes along with the team intuition and just the connection that comes along with it. Just imagine unrolling your mat in the heart of the Serengeti for a sunrise at the Kilima deck or at Milele watching the sunset while doing yoga, with guests also wanting to take it slow. And this season, I'm a witness of saying that at the villas, more guests have been having less game drives and staying in the house more to really try connect and taking it slower. So they would opt for a yoga class or a meditation. And then we've done a couple of moon baths where guests, we did a letting go ritual where guests were really moved by it, where they wrote some notes in piece of papers and had a letting go with a full moon. So in the evenings at the villas would be like your guides drop you at your villa. You would sit by the fire, share some stories. You would roast some marshmallows and s'mores. Sometimes guests would pull the security guards, roping them into making s'mores. But we see that guests are really pushing into that, and language barrier disappears around the firelight. And it's breathtaking to see that.
Oh, wow. It really does just sound like the most incredible experience. Just the perfect, perfect destination for families or groups of friends traveling together. What do you think, Dons, our guests love to do most when staying in our private homes? How do they spend their days?
You know, we've noticed a lot of guests kind of tailor-making their own routine. So the stereotypical safari, wake up, go on game drive, come back and eat and go again on game drive has morphed into this wonderful flow of being able to pick and choose as you wish into either passive or active activities at all of our villas. We've got beautiful nature walks in a lot of our regions. It's an incredible experience to get off the vehicle and immerse yourself into the space of just hearing your footsteps and listening to the bush and not having the sound of the vehicle with you. And then equally so, lots of guests have requested to have the team around them join them for an active and noisy and busy football match, or to play doubles tennis because they want to burn some calories and they want to have some fun and integrate with the team that's looking after them at the villas. So I think there's a vast array of activities that guests are pushing themselves into. We definitely have also seen a wonderful interest in conservation and our sustainability objectives across properties, where guests are really taking time to observe how we look after these large tracts of land in Africa, but equally so how we are conscious about our planet and how we are using solar and recycling and things to really make a difference in the world. And I think guests are ever noticing that we all have to start making a difference with climate change. And so there's a vast variety of activities that guests partake in, but certainly a peak in interest in conservation and sustainability efforts, which is fantastic to see and experience.
Absolutely. There really is something for everybody. Would guests participate in activities with the Grumedi Fund, or how do they get involved with the fund?
We collaborate across all of our regions with various trusts and funds looking after our conservation and sustainability efforts across our properties. Within Singita Serengeti, we collaborate with the Grumedi Fund. In South Africa, it's the Singita Lowveld Trust. And in Zimbabwe, we collaborate with the Malalangwe Trust. And of course, up in Rwanda, we work alongside the park rangers from the Volcanoes National Park, conserving that wonderful part of the country and gorillas. And the wonderful thing is that we work hand in hand with these organizations to really promote what they're doing so that our guests have the opportunity to witness the incredible work that they do daily. So, you know, with a donation fee, you can go and watch the canine unit in action. And they set up these incredible demonstrations where the canine unit actually find ammunition or bushmeat, or we've even had where they hide a guest behind a tree and they track this guest. And it really is tangible. And I think it's leaving an incredible mark on our guests after they've left, which is hopefully bringing them back and also supporting these wonderful funds that need as much support as they can get.
Doing such incredible work, yeah. Betty, maybe you can just explain a little bit more about the staff complement at the villas and how this works. Who's looking after our guests and just how are they looked after when they're staying with us in one of our villas?
Of course, Kim, you do have a dedicated team to cater your needs. And also we do have childminders just in case you're traveling with children. We'll always look after the kids while parents are taking it slow or having a me time.
Hey, lovely. That makes me want to pack my bags. Having spent so much time in the Serengeti, you would see the seasons change as the year sort of goes on. You must have a favorite time of the year. I'd love to hear a little bit more about that season and what makes it so special. Why do you love it?
I have so many favorite times of the season here because the sky, the savannah is just beautiful. Every time you look at it, you just can't get enough. There are times where I would mention a time where we could just sit at the Milele pool area and watching the migration. You see black in the vast view of the Serengeti. And that blows my mind because that's the wonders of the world. So I would say that that's my favorite time of the year here.
And when is that typically, Betty?
So I would say sometime from May, June, July.
And Dawns, when you think back, what season makes you miss that part of the world?
Oh, it's every day. It's not just the seasons, Kim, but Cape Town also has the perks. I think that the Serengeti is an incredible place in that even in the low season and the time where guests may have heard that it's rainy or it's not a good time to travel, that's when, for me, the bush really comes alive. So I love the shoulder seasons outside of the peak seasons where we've had a little bit of rain and the rain really doesn't disturb guests. We've got column rainfalls that happen in the Serengeti. So it's quite an adventure out on drive. Your guide sort of looks where these pillars of rain are falling and they zigzag around and about. And it's really an adventure out there. So that shouldn't deter any traveler. But after those short rains, the bush becomes this bright, bright green color. And it's normally after we've had annual burning from the Grameti Fund, as they have to do fire management on property. And it's literally like a golf course. And you go out and you don't really even have to search or look for animals because they're just there in this short green grass as bright as daylight, waiting for you to come and see them, which is just such an incredible time of year. I also think that later towards December and in the early parts of the year, again, when we're having short rainfall, we see a lot of the babies dropping. And I think that's equally one of my favorite times of year because you then see all the tiny elephants and the giraffes because they're so miniature and cute. So yeah, I really don't believe that there is an off season. And, you know, if we look at our occupancies and the trajectory of guests that are coming through our properties, I think a few people have actually cottoned onto it. And agents and guests alike are now not only booking for that busy migration season, but they are experiencing that all year round in the Serengeti is just magical.
100%. I think the secret is out. That's for sure. I never have stayed at Explore, but it's always resonated with me as a really, really special experience being so close to nature. I'd love to know a little bit more about the experience at Explore. If you could just share why this is so unique and what could our guests expect from a stay at Explore, our tented exclusive experience?
I think Explore is possibly one of my favorite experiences on property. And it is exactly like you say, Kim, it's getting really close to nature and feeling one with the bush and the animals. It's really special to not have any interference between the noises and the sounds and the stars at night. It's really, really, really one of our most special experiences. I think the campfire that brings the whole group together, that you can literally walk from your tent with a guide and go on a bushwalk from your tented camp and then walk back to it and never have to get onto a vehicle, is extra special. It's also just pairing back and enjoying a different type of luxury. And if I may say it, it's a luxury that not many of us are allowed to have anymore. And it's because you can really disengage from any artificial lights and any screens and any phones and really just enjoy where you are and who you are with.
It sounds incredible. I don't think you can experience the Serengeti any other way, it feels like. It sounds really magical. Betty, anything else you'd like to add there?
No, Explore, if just about it being also very different. It's also a villa, but it's also different, yet the same. It's just the offering of being close to nature on the earth, close to the sounds, the smell. I mean, having a petrichor hit the ground and taking your shoes off and ground your feet, sitting under that beautiful tree and at Explore, it's breathtaking. So I would say moments at Explore, it forces you to connect and slow down and appreciating the simple and little things in life.
Now, I get very excited. Across our Singita portfolio, we have a private villa in every region. And I just think that combining these private homes across our different areas that we operate in really makes sense for our guests. In South Africa, we've got Castleton in the Sabi Sand, we've got Malilangwe House in Zimbabwe, Kataza House in Rwanda, and then the four villas within the Serengeti. Do you see a lot of guests coming through that have combined our other villa properties? And what would you recommend to guests in sort of putting a circuit together to really get the best of our sort of private offering that we have at Singita?
So I think that one of the greatest circuits is one that can actually happen on property at Singita Serengeti. And that would be starting your stay off at Explore, which is, of course, the tented version of our villas. And then moving from that incredibly submersive experience to one of our other villas to end off your stay. So I think that combining an explore with a Kilima or a Malele or even a Serengeti house is a really great combination of doing villas if you are only going to travel within the Serengeti properties. And then, you know, flights have become so easy now for guests to move between our regions that it's wonderful to also have people hopping between our various properties. I think one of the ones that make the most sense for me is the Gorillas and Kataza house in Rwanda. That is a 4-bedroom villa and it is absolutely breathtaking. It feels like you are nested at the bottom of the volcanoes. The interiors and the decor, I think it's one of my favorite properties in the group. And they've really drawn on nature to enhance the decor and the feeling of Kataza House. And that being 4 bedrooms is a perfect plug and play with moving across to Serengeti House, which is also our 4-bedroom villa. And, you know, we've had it so many times where guests either come from the Gorillas onto us or the opposite way and they leave us and go on to see the Gorillas. And I just think that you couldn't plan a more perfect and idyllic combination of two regions and properties and going with friends and family. It just is perfection.
I wanted to chip in, Donna, saying that even traveling with children from one villa to another, including across the property, coming from Kataza House, Rwanda, flying with children to Serengeti House or Kilima or Milele, we do offer the childminders where guests are roped into slowing down and taking a moment for themselves while we cater for them and look after their children. So I remember when we had guests coming from Kataza House and they came to Serengeti House, they had 3 children and the team just naturally, the moment they checked in, took care of the kids, and the parents mentioned that on their feedback, saying that they don't remember the last time they were on a trip and their children weren't a mess, but we had to cater them and that was uplifting to see.
Yeah, that really is so helpful to parents when you get that support and your children are taken care of. I think everyone has an extra special time when that happens. And, you know, just combining the different regions, I think now with our introduction of a flight between Buffalo Range in Zimbabwe and Kruger-Mpumalanga International Airport, just outside the Kruger, we are now easily combining those two regions. And so again, with a Malelangwe house and a Castleton, it's such a beautiful combination, both such different regions and so different experiences, but yet the same sort of love and care from our Sangeeta teams. So we all love a sunrise and a sunset, and I have witnessed some of my most memorable sunrises and sunsets in the Serengeti. What are the secret spots? Where do you sort of surprise guests with these amazing sundowner stops or maybe a sunrise stop? What do you think is the best spot in the Serengeti to witness either the sunrise or the sunset?
That makes it so hard, Kim, choosing a favorite spot, especially with all villas being so beautiful and well thought of. So I would, coming to think of it, I wouldn't say it's my favorite, but among my favorites, I would say at Kilima Deck, Serengeti House by the pool, or Serengeti House at the wellness area. I would pick those as a favorite. Just waking up as a sunrise or just sitting with a cup of coffee outside, listening to the birds chirping, the warmth of the sun on your face, grounding your feet, taking your shoes off, stepping on the grass just after your room. Moments like those are breathtaking for me.
Absolutely. I sort of feel like I just had a little meditation there. I completely immersed myself and imagined that. And Dons, what is your favorite spot if you have one?
So I know Betty just mentioned Serengeti House Deck, and I think the Serengeti House Deck is one of the best kept secrets in terms of if you know what time the sun is rising or if you have been lucky enough to book your stay at Serengeti House over full moon, you have this incredible moonrise or sunrise because the house faces due east. So it's leaving 5 minutes later for your game drive and actually experiencing the sun coming up over the view and in front of the house, often, like Betty said, around a fire, enjoying your first cup of coffee for the day. And equally so, the moon rising is a very special thing to embrace and experience in Africa. And I think it's also possibly one of the traveler tips that I have for today is that plan your time to travel to the African bush when it is full moon, because in all of our regions, there are these incredible moments of being able to watch the moon rise, and it just feels more gigantic and more beautiful when you are out in the bush. I know across the dam in Zimbabwe, if you've never experienced that before, it will be a moment that will stick for you for the rest of your life. And just, yeah, a moon rising is a very special one for me. So I don't have a particular favorite spot, but if you do manage to book your trip over full moon, that's my secret tip for the day.
Another beautiful sunset spot that stands out in my memory is the Poort in the Kruger Concession when staying at Lebombo Osweni and overlooking the Wanetse River, just seeing nothing for miles and miles and miles. It feels like a really beautiful wilderness experience.
I don't know how many of our listeners know, but you can do a family villa at Lebombo Lodge, which I think is so unique and special and excellent part of the circuit too, because like you say, I think that concession is just magical and gives something different to all of our other regions. And you could do a family villa at Lebombo, which is exciting for our villa travelers.
Absolutely. Four beautiful bedrooms close to the Wanetse River, a very special property too. So across all our villa properties, you know, the design and interiors are just absolutely beautiful. And they just seem to get it right every single time. What do you think our teams look at and consider when conceptualizing our various villa properties?
Kim, you're so right. Our design teams do get it right every time. And it's incredible seeing new projects come online or refurbed properties, and every time surprises me, and it feels like every time gets more and more beautiful. And I know a lot of our focus is on really trying to be one with nature. So learning from nature and taking nature as the original designer. So biomimicry is a big part of our design philosophy, and really looking at the birds, the patterns and shapes of the grass, the savanna, the wherever you might be in the region. I mentioned previously Kataza House in Rwanda. They've drawn on that volcanic rock and the darker tones from the gorillas, and everything just works so well because you feel like when you're walking through the property and where you've arrived, you almost don't feel like there's a threshold between stepping from outside inside, because it feels like this natural flow of design and inspiration from the outdoors and bringing it inside. And we've got an incredibly creative and talented in-house design team. And of course, you know, anyone that we use externally are also just adding to the beautiful design. I know we use a lot of focus on keeping things in Africa and trying not to import too many things. And specifically in Tanzania, we've got some incredible artisans. Do you want to tell us a bit more about the craft in Tanzania and who you've seen creep into our lodges and villas on property?
When you drive in from the airstrip and your guide drops you at your Serengeti House villa, you watch to your right, there's this beautiful piece of art designed locally by our Tsidai team, where it tells a story, speaking of Boma, where in Tanzania we do sit around the fire in small round cycles and do make stories. So weaving that into the design and just letting nature being the art and designer, having the Shongololo chair outside the Serengeti house explains the story of a centipede. So it's these well thought of designs that blows away the mind, and it really doesn't spark your eyes, or it's very subtle and very calm and forces you to also just have comfort just looking at it.
I think another really incredible part of our design, and specifically within our villas, is that we are featuring really talented, mostly South African, but a lot of African artists from the continent. We've got an incredible piece that is hanging at Serengeti House. Chris Sol is a artist who makes a lot of his pieces out of millions of toothpicks, and the artwork actually looks like it's moving and is also simulated with the flow of the grass outside. So it really speaks to each other. We had an incredible opportunity to collaborate with Trevor Sturman, an incredibly talented artist from South Africa. Most of his photographic prints are all done in black and white. And because our interior designers that put Malele together spoke to him directly and asked him to do a piece specifically for us, he had done and has done his first piece incorporating color and incorporating colors from the biomimicry of nature outside and bringing it indoors. So that's an incredibly special piece. We've also got such wonderful artisans on the African continent who have weaved beautiful wall hangings out of 100% wool. And there really is just a wonderful collaboration of artists and homegrown talent within our villa portfolio.
Just seems like, you know, all the inspiration is coming from nature, and nature really is our sort of greatest teacher. Incredible how it's inspired so much of our design, whether it's from the interiors or pieces we've had commissioned from local artists, as you mentioned, Naxadai. So maybe as we sort of moving to the end, if you've got a closing story that you'd like to share, maybe a guest story, Betty, that guests you've looked after, where something's really just made why we do what we do even more special. Seeing a guest witness the Serengeti through their eyes, is there any story you'd like to share?
Yes, I would speak of my checkout yesterday. We had a lovely group of sisters traveling together at Milele. When they checked in, I connected with one of the sisters where she mentioned in the beginning she could see her younger self in me. And she kept on asking me stories and questions about my story and proceeding to telling her a little bit of my story. And then she asked for a yoga class where we opted into just slowing down and laying down flat in Savasana at the deck at Milele and just listening to the sounds around. We let the birds chip. Let the wind show off. Even the animals were around because we could hear just a distant calling of the wildlife. And that was breathtaking. There was a day where the guests came back crying with tears of joy, saying that it blew their mind what the Kumeti Fund does to the animals and still delivers great service, because they could see how the rhinos are well taken care of and still offer that experience to guests. Before she left, she called me by the pool at Milele and she just asked me to hold her hand and just watch the view. I am not emotional on a regular basis, but that day I felt emotional, and I think I'm stuck with that for a while now.
That's so beautiful, Betty. Just really changing people's lives. Dance, have you got a story you'd like to share?
Kim, I don't think I have a specific story. I've been managing and hosting guests for far too long to think of one specific story. But I can certainly say that time and time again, towards the end of a villa trip, our guests have been moved and have been changed visiting Africa and visiting our properties. And when guests speak to you and voice how they have really felt a difference in, number one, connecting with the wonderful, wonderful people that work at Sangeeta. And if you travel between regions, you know, you're getting to know different cultures within Africa, which is an incredible addition to a holiday. You know, I think lots of people don't expect to connect with other cultures so closely and be taught and guided by them to this place of where guests are, like Betty said, you know, hugging and crying and saying they can't wait to come back. We've even had guests that have been moved and gotten to be so close with some of our team members that they subsequently get in touch with me once they're back in New York or wherever they are, and they send emails to ask if they could invite certain team members to travel across to visit them at their homes because they want to reciprocate the feeling of hospitality from their visit at whichever villa they've been at. So it's an incredible experience to see how guests come to Africa. I think probably after hearing and dreaming about seeing wildlife, and I'm not taking that away at all because it's an incredible experience to see nature right in front of you and experience it. And that's probably the number one draw card. But you have so many other add-ons and connecting with people and being inspired by African art and the design of the properties that you just get so much more than a basic safari.
That reminds me, Donna, past few days in Ngolo, our Banakeli, there were guests, they had a child who was 7 years old and they kept on picking butterflies and keeping in the soldiers. When they were checking out, the kid was crying, telling the parents they cannot leave Ngolo. And then he said, so Ngolo had to drive all the way to the airstrip, take her into the plane and lie to her that I have no passport so I can't travel with you. And the kid said, Mom and Dad promise me we'll come back to Africa. So they said yes. Yeah, or just another day where we had staff versus guest football match. It was a request from the guests and staff weren't really ready because they didn't have their shoes. And guests specifically said, let's go barefoot. Just driving from Kilima, there's a Farasi football pitch where guests took off their shoes and the chef, the butlers were refereeing, and it was just a bare moment. Guests were playing barefoot. Everyone forgets who's on which team. Just fun and breathwork.
That's really, really wonderful. I think specifically in the villa teams, you do get to connect with the team around you. And I think that's probably one of the highlights of guests leaving our villas is the wonderful team. And Betty, yourself and the teams that you manage and run on a day-to-day basis, they are so incredible and you can all be extremely proud of what you do for our guests on a day-to-day basis.
I completely agree, Dan, that, and it's all these amazing, surprising moments that just really do make the guests stay. So yeah, Betty, thank you for all you do to look after our guests, you and your teams. But it's been so great chatting to you both. It's really been such fun. Thank you for taking the time. Thank you to our listeners for tuning in to another episode of Safari Conversations, the Sangeeta podcast. Until next time.
Thank you for listening. If you want to follow other episodes of our podcast series, Safari Conversations, please follow and subscribe wherever you get your podcast from or on our website at singita.com.